Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I didn't know it was going to go live that quick. In this podcast episode, in this live stream, in this video, we're going to be talking about how to get paid from your podcast. And this topic is so incredible because a lot of people often ask me how to get paid from podcasting. And when I had trouble answering because I didn't know how to go about doing it. Of course, I'm not a big podcaster yet. In addition to that, just because you don't have a big audience doesn't mean you can't get paid from it. But what I had to learn was understanding how. And so in this video, we're going to talk about, in this episode, in this stream, we're going to be talking about how to get paid from your podcast and understanding that you can get paid from your podcasting. So if you don't have a pen, if you don't have a piece of paper, go get your pen, go get your piece of paper, because today we're diving deep on the importance of getting paid for your podcast. So I want to say this is a disclaimer. This is not financial advice. This is information that's informed information about the process of how to go about getting paid from it. It's not financial advice. It's just experience, lessons from my experience. Biggest thing that I discovered is that when you launch your podcast with confidence, when you put your voice out there, and when you are striving to make an impact, the money is not going to come as soon as you launch your podcast. What I had to learn, what I had to really understand was that, one, for me to make money, for me to have a business, for me to get paid, I just said it, I had to have a business. You see, understanding what that business is was so challenging because I'm like, well, how do you make money from this? People say affiliate links, people say sponsorships, people say all these different things. Yes, you can get paid from that. In addition to that, if you don't know how to sell, market yourself, and act as a business owner, how are you going to get any money from that? I did a podcast yesterday. Unfortunately, it didn't record because our microphone was dead. Nonetheless, when I did this podcast, he literally explained that a lot of people struggle. A lot of people, let me try to, hold on. I don't know what this is. So relax. But all right, I digress. A lot of people focus on getting paid rather than understanding how are they going to get paid. So the reason why this topic came about today is because I did a podcast webinar, and as I was doing the training, I was informing the attendees that was on there, I was teaching them on how to launch your podcast with confidence. And I thought I covered everything. I thought I explained everything. But what I didn't recognize is that I didn't go over how to get paid. Getting paid from your podcast is so important. But before you get paid, you have to launch your podcast. A lot of people are focused on the end result before they even start their podcast. You cannot get paid if you're not consistent doing something. And I was like, okay. And then I explained how I answered. I was like, well, a lot of people say there's countless amount of ways that you can get paid for podcasting. In addition to that, people don't explain the amount of work that goes into the money that goes into you getting paid from that. So you can have speaking engagements, you can have sponsorships, you can have advertisers, you can have customers. All these different things take time. If you're a small podcaster, you're not going to make as much money because you're going to be stretched thin. And I communicated with her and she asked me, she was like, well, how do you get paid? And I answered that you can get paid these different ways. To be honest, I haven't got paid these ways, but I don't like to speak about that because I haven't got paid like that. But what I focus on building a community. I want to help aspiring podcasters launch that podcast with confidence. So for now, my time is geared towards that. Why? Because if I focus on helping leaders launch their podcast with confidence, I will essentially be able to get paid for my podcast. My podcast is a place where not only I bring in new people start to listen and people get in tune with the conversation, it's really understanding that I'm positioning myself as a value person rather than someone that's coming to ask for something. No, I'm asking to learn about your story. I'm asking to give you a platform. I'm asking to learn more about your journey. It takes a lot to understand why that's important. And when I started to understand the importance behind consistency, is that it matters with everything. Getting paid from your podcast is possible. In addition to that, you just have to write down all your considerations to consider. It's not the fact that it's difficult. It's just that if you're a small podcaster like me, I mean, in the future, I plan to be a big podcaster. But I'm a realist. Like, I'm thinking of today. I can't get paid for my podcast if I don't understand the business behind the podcast. And I'm not a big team. I will be in the future, but for now, I have to understand, I have to work with what I have. So that's what we're going to talk about today, is that you have to work with what you have. Before you get paid, what is the process? What is your system? Like, how are you constantly showing up? Because people want to pay people who are consistent. When I'm learning, people want to pay podcasters who are consistent. So how, let's see if you show up. Hold on. There we go. Hold on, let me share my screen. All right, so how to get paid from your podcast. So the money does not come without consistency. Consistency. And what I had to learn is that I thought, here's my biggest downfall. I'm thinking, since all these people are getting paid from social media, I'm gonna get paid from social media. I'm gonna post a lot, I'm gonna stay consistent. And over a half a decade, I only made a couple dollars. By a couple dollars, I'm talking about $2 or not even 70 cents. And it's from a platform called Fanbase. And when I made the money from that, I was like, wow, that's incredible. I actually made something for posting.
Excuse me.
But the amount of work that went into me posting a lot of videos, a lot of pictures, a lot of posts was not equal. That did not amount to that. I saw a video with Snoop Dogg. He said that he had a whole bunch of streams and he only got paid like $224,000. Like, it was a small number. And he was like, man, well, I got all these views that streaming on my music and I'm not even getting paid nothing. Here's the thing about Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg is a businessman. He uses the social media platforms to grow the attention, to grow the awareness, and eventually the companies will pay him. Hold on. The companies will pay him. And I struggled with this a long time because I'm thinking the Facebook, Instagram, YouTube are going to pay you. Not to say that they can't pay you, but here's the thing. If you're relying on that, what is the business that you have? I didn't know that you needed to have some type of way to bring in revenue. I didn't know that you had to have a business behind your content model. Oh, your content model is you marketing your business, or you marketing yourself, or you just marketing in general. So in reality, when you have a podcast, you're marketing your business, and your business was going to get you paid. And when I started to understand that back in 2024, when I went to a program called Action Zone, where they help service members, veterans, and people who and first responders go launch their business from idea to concept to having to grow, is that it's not just about the content. The content is very important, but the content is one step of your system, is one step of your business. And I give you a prime example, because this is something that was like really hard for me to understand. The money, let me bring this down. Where is it at? The money gets created from business. And what is business? Business is a way where you build relationships, you have transactions, you interact with people, you transform people, but you get paid. Content, let's bring this down. Created from business. Let's bring this down. Content, I'm gonna put in parentheses, videos, podcasts, etc. This is considered marketing. But what are you marketing? If you don't have a business, what are you marketing? You're marketing, or you're posting, or you're consistent with yourself. And over time, your brand will grow. Over time, you will have a business if you understand the business that you have. I didn't know the business that I have. And it was so hard for me. And so I'm like, man, how can this be a business? How can content creation, how can marketing, how can posting your anything online be important? It's not the fact that the posting are a waste. It's the fact that you don't have nothing to promote. So I was just posting for the fun. I was just posting because I developed a skill. I was just posting because I didn't know the business behind posting. Marketing is a form of is a way to create attention, but the attention comes from you doing things to get people awareness. And then when they start to learn more about you, they get more, like, they want to learn more about everything that you're doing. But to do that, you have to have some form of marketing. And when I started to understand this by going to different programs, different events, different conferences, and spending a whole bunch of money just to learn the importance of a business, or the concept of a business, not even the importance, the concept of a business, it's that the podcast itself, I give you a promise example. I was watching this podcast and I'm having like so many thought processes come across. Everything is starting to make sense now. Everything that I've been trying to figure out last half a decade is finally making sense. And as it's making sense, I'm seeing what other people are doing. I'm learning. I'm implying. I'm applying the information. And it's like, well, if they can do it, I can do it. But what makes them different? Their consistency. What when nobody knew who they were, they was very consistent. And you can see it because they are consistent today. It doesn't matter how long it take you to get consistent. It matters that you stay consistent. I did a podcast a while ago with this guy named Bill, and he's a recruiter. And he proceeded to say that his mentor taught him the importance of staying in recruiting. And it made sense, because a lot of people get into business, then they get out of business when life gets challenging, when the business go up and down. And when I started to understand that, it made sense. I was like, wait, there's a saying, once you get into podcasting, you stay into podcasting. So to get paid from your podcast, you got to be consistent for a long time. Not only consistent for a long time, you have to have something to offer. Not only something to offer, you have to be willing to have a business. How to get paid from podcasts? You have a business to promote. So what you're telling me, the business that you have has to be promoted online? I was driving the other day, And I was about to go to Walmart. And I happened to look to my left. As I looked to my left, I saw a building that was empty. It had no signs on it. I guess the company that was there had closed down. And I'm just thinking, like, man, like, why did they close down? And after doing research and going to different programs and just learning, like, the importance of staying or sticking to it, it's more so that a lot of people don't know how to market their business. And there's a stat from Gallup, and I heard this from the 10X movie, that was like, I think they said 97% of businesses fail. And then they got a whole list of information that they explain. But then I start to, I'm questioning, like, why do they fail? I'm not understanding why they fail. And then when I read the book, The E-Myth Revisit, The E-Myth Mastery and E-Myth Revisit, it talks about how a business owner are three things. Business owner are three things. They are a technician. Hey Siri, spell technician.
Technician. T E C H N I C I A N.
I spelled that totally wrong. Thank you. C I A N. I spelled that totally wrong. C I A N. Technician, manager, and entrepreneur. And you, it's 1, 2, 3. And the E-Myth Mastery / Revisit, they explain that when people get into business, they're doing everything. Like, for now, for instance, I give you a prime example. I'm doing everything now, but I'm putting things into place to where I don't have to do the same thing over and over and over again. But I'm learning how to become more of a manager than an entrepreneur. But there's a process behind everything. So I'm in the phase of technician, but I'm also developing to the manager. And then over time, I develop it to the entrepreneur. So the technician is the one who does everything. Talk to the customers, speak to the customers, do the financials, do the marketing, do the sales, do the operations, do everything that consists of a business. Okay. And as he explained that, he said the biggest downfall that a technician has is that they don't have the skills of a manager. What is the manager? A manager manages the technician and everything that's in place for the business to operate. Follow-up, sales, marketing, operations, and so on and so forth. Financials, can't forget financials. And then for the manager to go from manager to entrepreneur, in the book E-Myth Mastery, he explains that the entrepreneur is the one who has the vision, but the vision is based off the systems that the technician has put into place, and the manager manages the technician, manages the systems, and the entrepreneur pushes the vision forward, like pushes the business forward. Why am I sharing this? Because to get paid from your podcast, you have to have something to sell. I did a training today and I offered something to sell. And it was so good because I was like, oh, I finally got it now. I got what I was looking for. It's the discovery of the business. To get paid from your podcast, your business has to be tied into your podcast because your podcast is a form of marketing. Okay. I was in a marketing class. So I'm in school for business management right now. And a couple months ago, I was in a marketing class. And my professor got to explaining, like, the information about around marketing, why it's important, why it's key, like why people should be learning more about it. And like towards the end of the class or towards the end of the day, I think, I asked the question. I said, is there such a thing as marketing too much? Marketing, let's see what the definition of marketing is. Hold on. Let's see what the definition of marketing is. So that way I give the correct information of it, So marketing, definition, marketing is the activity or business of promoting and selling products or services, including market research and advertising. So that in other words, here we go. Simpler version is to advertise or promote something. to advertise or promote something. To get paid from your podcast, you have to advertise or promote something. There's a study that says 80% of listeners who listen to a podcast listen to the whole entire episode, which means you have people who will be interested in what you have to offer. Why is this important? This is important because to get paid from your podcast has to have a product and or service to sell. Prime example. I have this pen. So my wife got me a notebook. So what I'm seeing, what you all are seeing on the board. So my wife got me a smaller one. She got me a smaller one where you can actually see what I'm writing on the screen. And when I got it and I downloaded it, I was like, I like this. It'll help me save so much time and really stay the notes because I write a lot of notes. And here's the thing. My wife was like, did you like it? Are you using it? Like, you ain't talked about it. I was like, well, because I'm trying to figure out how to use it. I'm trying to figure out how to like implement it in what I'm doing, because at first I was using a whiteboard. I write something on the whiteboard and I show it, but it's hard to for the camera to pick it up. Whereas with this, you can visually see what I'm writing. And I like that. I like it so much. The product that my wife got me was a smaller notebook. And I don't even know if I got it. Let's just use this as an example. It was a smaller notebook, about yay big. And when I start to write on it, she told me to download the app. I downloaded the app and I'm writing it. And I see it on the app and I was like, oh, that's golden. It's golden because the product that my wife bought was something that I can use for my lives, for my podcast, and to really teach and be educational. How this helped me is because, one, the product that my wife bought, it encouraged me to buy more. What does this have to do with podcasting? When you get on a podcast and promote your product and or service, people start to learn more about it, which means that they go more in depth with the information, which means that they come to you to help you get paid. You cannot have a business and you cannot have a podcast and have nothing to promote. That was my challenge this entire time. A half a decade ago, I didn't have nothing to promote because I didn't know what to promote. I didn't have a business. I didn't have a service. I didn't have a product. I didn't have anything. So I'm coming on to camera and I'm coming on. I'm learning. I'm talking. But I'm just talking. Well, when you are promoting, the definition of marketing is to promote something. It said advertise or promote something. It literally says advertise or promote something. What is the definition of advertise? Advertise definition is to describe or draw attention to a product, service, or event in a public medium in order to promote sales or attendance. In other words, seek to fill a vacancy by putting a notice in a newspaper or other medium. So a podcast is a form of marketing. And when you have a podcast, not only are you marketing yourself, not only am I marketing myself, not only is it marketing just in general, there's a conversation that's being held that creates the relatability. The relatability helps you build the story and for people who's listening to your podcast to say, wow, I didn't even know this about this person. I would like to learn more information. Hold on. There's all kinds of marketing out there. And it literally says to promote something, to promote or advertise something. And if you don't have nothing to promote and or advertise, why should people listen to you? I was struggling with that because I'm like, man, why is it these social media platforms not paying me? Everybody else getting paid from this social media platforms, from this podcast. Why can't I get paid? Because I didn't have a business. I was not promoting anything. But today we help leaders launch their podcast with confidence. And the reason why is because everyone has a story. But everyone is not sure how to share their story. But in reality, we are helping leaders launch their podcast with confidence so that way they can learn how to promote their business. So how do you get paid from podcasting is that you have something to promote and or sell. Like if I want to sell this pen, this is not an advertisement. I just enjoy the product because it helps me get the information out. If I want to sell this pen will have to have a price tag to it. Hold on. I'm a visual learner. So I assume that my audience is a visual learner as well. Let me know in the comments the type of learner you are, type of learner that you think that you are. And so when you have a product, okay, and your product goes on a podcast, okay, and your podcast creates creates relatability, and then relatability creates, relatability creates money. I'm gonna put the dollar sign right here. Relatability creates money. How to sell money on a podcast or how to make money from your podcast. Like I mentioned earlier, you have to have something to promote and or sell. Why? Because my biggest downfall is that I didn't know what to promote and or sell. So how can I position it differently and really understand more about it? Well, I got to learn it. I got to understand it. I got to ask myself questions and ask and watch different videos. Go to people who's already more experienced. I was at this conference. In fact, I'm actually reach out to them to do a podcast with them. But I was at this conference. It was like the Titan Retreat. Shout out to them because I definitely learned a lot. And as I'm there, I walk around and there's people with booths and there's a booth is a like a table and they have like they're displaying their business because they're promoting something. But as I start to walk around, I found a booth that has something about a podcast, or it has something about a radio, or it has something about advertising, or it has something about promoting. I went to this table and I proceeded to communicate with them. As I communicated with them, they were the ones that was they helped promote the event. They had something to promote, so they came onto the radio, came onto the channel, and promoted. Radio and podcast is similar because it's about voice. It's about like connecting with the audience, but it's also promoting your product and or something that you have to offer. Why is that important? Because if you don't have nothing to promote, you're not going to make no money. And I'm going to remember that when it's time for me to start partnering with the community and people who have businesses, because I want to help them promote their business. And this is where the sponsorship opportunity is going to come from. Why is this important? Because until today, until recently, until my fifth attempt at doing a 90-day challenge to grow a podcast business, the business is what was missing. I was learning. I can post all day. I can be consistent. Consistency wasn't my problem. It was identifying what I'm selling, what I'm offering, what I'm promoting. It's funny when people say all you gotta do is just have affiliate links. Let's just say I have this pen and I partner with them and I give an ad and say, hey, go. This is not an ad, by the way. Go click the link below and I get like maybe a percentage of that. But then I start looking at the numbers. For some reason, I start to look at things that like people try to explain things, but as I'm looking at it, it doesn't make sense. Even though is working for them, I have to make it make sense to me. And I was working with this program or communicating with this program, and that was like, we pay our affiliates 15%. So I'm like, what does that even mean? So I'm gonna bring my screen up. Excuse me. Let's just keep it real simple. So have $30. I need to probably make that bigger. So have $30, and I'm gonna bring my calculator out. So 30 times 0.15. 0.15 is 15%. Is $4. 30 times 0.15 equals $4.50. Okay. I'm not going too depth. Okay. And I kind of do the math. I'm like 15%, $4.50. Okay. Then my next question is, how many would I have to sell to get to $30? So $30 divided by $4.50 is, I'm just gonna put my calculator. I'm not doing this by hand. Don't worry. I'm not doing this by hand. 30 divided by 4.5 is $6. Let's just say $7. No, seven, not $7. Seven sales. Let's just say sales. So you telling me I have to sell seven of these pens just to get to $30. Something's not adding up. And over the half a decade, I really didn't like how people just informed how to make money, but they don't educate you the work behind making the money. So you're telling me it's going to take seven people to make $30 from a 15% commission from a $4.50 that you get. The amount of work that it takes to get one person is a lot of work, because now you have to call people, you have to follow up with people, you have to ask them what they want to buy, you have to present it, you have to do all these different things. But the work that goes into getting seven people to purchase something from you is so overwhelming. So I started to look at it. I'm like, why do these people keep telling us as podcasters, as leaders, as business owners, that you can do affiliate links? Like, well, I believe, this is just my belief, why would you want to do that? It doesn't make no sense to me. You're telling me I got to do all this work to get seven people to buy, to make it up to $30? No. No, no, no. Why is it important? Because it goes back to the topic of how to get paid from your podcast. And the way I responded, I was so proud. I was like, man, that is a great response. Like, that's what I've been missing. The amount of work that it takes to do one thing is the same amount of work that it takes to do another. But a lot of people get so stretched thin that they are constantly starting over from the ground level zero. A half a decade ago, when I started this journey, I started in real estate wholesaling. Needless to say, I was not that good because I only closed one deal in 18 months. And when I started the process of wholesaling, I started another process of surplus funds. And surplus funds is similar to real estate wholesaling. Real estate wholesaling is you go direct to the seller, direct to the homeowner, and you sell, or you ask them if they want to buy their house, and you ask what kind of condition it's in, and you go to someone. Essentially, wholesaling, you're in the middleman. Just remember, middleman. And the surplus funds, just remember, tax refund. You help people get tax refunds back. The challenge was, I haven't even learned this real estate wholesaling thing. And then when I bought this other course, it was for $1,997. I bought this course and I didn't even do nothing with it. Why? Because I don't know. I was just playing. I didn't do anything with it because I didn't even learn the first skill that I was trying to develop. I didn't do nothing with it because I'm like, well, if I got to start over at ground level zero again, I might as well just stay in real estate wholesaling because I'm already at zero. What's worse than zero? Negative. But what I recognize, I didn't understand business during that time either. Yet it helped me learn about the business, learn about a business, learn about just business in general. Yes, the numbers might look good. Yes, they might sound good. Yes, you want to get paid from your podcast. But until you learn how to do the podcasting, how to launch the podcast, how to get guests, how to follow up, how to reach out to people, how to be consistent, why would anybody want to pay you? I had to ask myself that. Why would anybody want to pay if I'm not consistent? I said, oh, consistency is one aspect of it. In addition to that, you have to know what you're selling. That's the second part of it. Thirdly, you have to have people that will be willing to buy. And it gave me a different perspective to have. It's not the fact that I'm not good at podcasting. As the technician, according to E. Myth Mastery, the technician is the one who does everything. But yet the technician is the one who's focusing on the business. As a new podcaster, as an aspiring podcaster, you have to focus on what you are selling. How to make money from podcasting is possible if you know how to make money from your podcast. It's not the fact that just because it's a saturated market, there's over 5 million different podcasters. Well, there's over 8 billion people in this world. More people quit because they don't see instant results. I, for one, was trying to figure out the results that everyone else was getting. And I'm like, what am I doing differently? The thing that I was doing differently is that I didn't understand about the business. I didn't understand that I needed something to promote and or advertise. I needed to promote something. And I also needed to understand that it takes time for that promotion to take in effect. What does that mean? When you launch your podcast with confidence, you're not only just launching your podcast with confidence, and this is the first time I ever talked about this, but you're learning how to market yourself. You're learning how to storytell. You're learning how to connect and be relatable to others. I literally told my dad, like me and my dad started talking recently. I was like, listen, this is how I introduce myself. Like if you ever see a podcast video or anything on the internet, just know this is what I'm going to always say. I was raised by a single mom who raised 3 boys by herself. As I got older recently, me and my dad has recently started building a relationship. And the reason why is because, one, I've been developing my story for a long time. Two, it's an add-on to my story. Three, it's a relatable story that a lot of people face or a lot of people deal with. And I started to recognize that as I got older, and I started to say, oh man, it's not just about business. I went to this marketing class and it was like, people do business with people who they know, like, and trust. Well, how can people know you? You market yourself on a podcast. How can people trust you? You talk about yourself on a podcast. How can people like you? You promote yourself on a podcast. Why? Because people are listening. 80% of people, 80% of listeners who listen to your podcast are listening from start to finish, but they have to have something to listen to. Yes, your expertise is important. More than anything, you being a person is even more important, because now you have to learn how to storytell. But what does that consist of? That's a form of marketing. Disney is not Disney because they are not great storytellers. Disney is Disney because they are phenomenal storytellers. The way that they paint pictures on the film, in the theater, and so on and so forth, the pictures create the connection. And it makes people come back, and it makes people join, and it makes people have fun. But for Disney to be considered the top, they had to start with the content. And I was literally talking to my wife, because we went a couple times, and we saw the history of it. We saw the impact of it. And here's what it made sense to me. I said, hold on. Disney was started back in the day. When it was started back in the day, they really focused on the content. The content was the films, the movies, the shorts, and so on and so forth. But they focused on the content. And then over time, people started to be inspired by the content. And then over time, the people who are inspired by the content, the people who are inspired by the content are the ones who's paying for the service, or the ones who paying for the experience, or the one who's paying you or the company of Disney. Let's just say Disney, since we're talking about Disney. Okay, let's use podcasts as an example. When you launch your podcast, that's the beginning phase of it. And then when people start to listen to you and you start to interview people, you start to share your expertise, and people start to say, hey, I feel connected to you and I'm learning so much. The people who's learning from you are the ones who's going to support you when it's time to make a sale. If you're selling something, if you're promoting something, the people who've been listening to you are the ones who's going to buy. When you launch your podcast with confidence, you're learning how to market yourself. And when you launch your podcast with confidence, you're learning how to storytell. When you launch your podcast with confidence, you're building connection. That's why when she asked today, when I got the question today, how do you get paid from your podcast? I said, there are countless amount of ways to get paid. And to be honest, I'm not doing all of those. But what I'm doing now, what I recently discovered, is that I'm focusing on the community aspect. Because if I build my community, if I build a community of people who like what I speak about, enjoy what I talk about, they will start to say, I feel seen, I feel valued, and you're helping me make a difference. But before any of that, before the money comes, I have to understand what I'm promoting. I have to promote something. The something that I'm promoting is that we help leaders launch their podcast with confidence. In fact, we actually have a daily training in the link below. If you struggle with launching your podcast or ever dreamed of launching your podcast with confidence, click the link below, because in 90 minutes, you can learn how to launch your podcast with confidence. When you have something to promote, you give a place for people to go. And I'm like, well, what does that even mean? People need a place to go if they want to support you, if they want to learn more, if they want to connect with you. But the connection doesn't happen if the offer isn't made, if the product isn't being told, or you're not promoting something. And it started to make sense, because the podcast is not just a conversation. I used to say this often. I was wondering, like, why? Well, what does that even mean? It's not just about the podcast and you recording videos and you talking to the camera, or you having a guest and they come onto your platform to talk. It's about promotion. You give a platform for people to promote their product and their service. Now, it'll be different if they say, I just want to promote this and talk. Don't even talk about the journey behind getting to this. But what makes a difference is that when they talk about the journey makes people feel connected. The connection helps you get paid. How do you make money from your podcast? You make money from your podcast by being clear on what you offer and talk about the offer in a way that will build connection by storytelling your whole journey. And that's when I understood. I said, oh, it's not just about launching your podcast with confidence. It's actually preparing you to market yourself accordingly. People don't know how to market themselves. People don't know how to share their stories. People don't know how to make that connection. When I started to understand that I'm giving a place for people to make that connection, the difference that I'm giving is that I'm giving others a platform. I'm leading with value. I'm leading with value. The money is not going to come today, but the money in the future will come. And it's not just all about the money. And I get this question often, like, how do you make money for podcasting? Well, it's not. Podcasting is just one. I'm sorry. The money is just one part of podcasting. You have to have a strategy behind your podcast and know what you're going to sell and know what you're going to promote and know what you're going to talk about. Like, the stories is what sells, rather than you just coming on to promote a product and a service. Why? Because when people feel connected to you, you just make some money. Why am I saying this? Because it took me a long time. It took me a long time to learn this, but I'm glad I finally learned it, because now I understand the importance of podcasting. And so I want to help leaders like you launch their podcast with confidence. So make sure you click the link below to join our daily training, our daily podcast training to launch your podcast within the next 90 minutes. And know from how to get from point A, which is not having a podcast, to point B, which is launching your podcast with confidence, and learn the steps to go through that. You never know where you're going to be until you start. So be okay with starting where you are at. So eventually you will get to where you want to be. So to recap, how to make money from your podcast. First, you have to promote something. When you learn what you're promoting, promote it often. Next, you have to understand that it's just, the second point was you have to understand that everything that you do, it has to be in consideration the amount of work that has to be done or completed or updated, because if you're not focused on that, you're not going to be able to make no money from it. Lastly, you have to be willing to make a connection with your audience. How do you make money from your audience? You have to build a connection and know what you're selling. And over time, the more you show up, the more people will be delighted to join whatever you have to offer. So this has been another great episode of the Fairies Knowledge Podcast. Let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway on how to make money from podcasting. What are your thoughts behind it? I'd love to read and engage with it. Until next time, click this button right here, and I'll see y'all next time.